USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden says he's confident the debt ceiling bill will reach his desk for signature. Jerry Barmash has more on what was accomplished.
It took weeks, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made the announcement Saturday night.
We have come to an agreement in principle. We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
Part of the work remaining includes McCarthy writing out the bill's language. He said what's ahead are, quote, historic reductions in spending without any new taxes or government programs. President Biden said the compromise doesn't make everyone happy, but that's the, quote, responsibility of governing. ABC News reports that it's a two-year budget deal that would separately raise the debt limit for 2 years. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Senator Lindsey Graham is calling the defense budget a joke in the debt ceiling agreement. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, the South Carolina Republican said he wants to raise the debt ceiling, but not cripple the military's ability to defend the nation. He added that accepting the defense budget would make China the biggest winner. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says he'll make a decision on presidential run in the next week or two.
Pretty soon we'll make a decision, probably next week, and we'll either be go or no go.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Sununu said he wants to do what's best for the Republican Party. Sununu said he has the money and the support lined up. The Miami Heat found out 3 seconds is a lot of time in an NBA basketball game. Last night, Heat star Jimmy Butler put his team up by 1 point with just seconds to go in Game 6 at home, seemingly securing a trip to the NBA Finals, but the Boston Celtics weren't done.
They're saying on the floor, they're counting it.
You have to protect the offensive rebound.
Oh, that's a Celtic win.
The Celtics' rebound was good, and they won 104-103. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
A Staten Island mother is under arrest after throwing her newborn into the trash at a hospital. 21-year-old Lucia Garcia, who just migrated to the U.S. from Mexico 10 months ago, says she didn't realize she'd thrown her newborn baby back into the trash, thinking it was just blood. She was arrested. The baby is in Child Protective Services custody. 3 people have been killed in a shooting at a New Mexico biker rally. Shots were reported outside a saloon in Red Rivers, about 60 miles south of the Colorado state line. Mayor Linda Calhoun said 3 people died, 5 were injured during the annual event, which brings about 30,000 people to the mountain town. Ever dreamed of living in a lighthouse? It's possible the federal government's auctioning some lighthouses and giving away others.
Modern technology has shoved the lighthouse to the back of the bus when it comes to helping ships find the shore. But the federal government would like to preserve them. Since 2000, the General Services Administration has sold or given away about 150 lighthouses, raising more than $10 million. Local governments or nonprofits willing to maintain and preserve the buildings can get them for free. Private parties will compete at auctions. And yes, many buyers have turned historic lighthouses into their homes. I'm Richard Johnson.
Russia launched its biggest drone attack yet on Kyiv overnight. Ukraine's Air Force said it shot down 52 of 54 drones Russia fired on the city. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.